Let's say.
Actually, things started around midnight. People started hearing gunfire all of a sudden, and this is very strange to hear in a place like Mazzeh. It's one of the most prestigious areas and neighborhoods in Damascus. You can find consulate there. You can find embassies, people from high rank working in the government. It's almost a silent place there in Damascus. There aren't many demonstrations. So you can call it as a. There were also explosions, blasts. People started wondering what was going on. We still don't have confirmation, that there was a clash between the regular army and the Free Syrian army, but we're still not sure about that. We still don't know anything about that. However, it kept on going like that since midnight, maybe, till 6 o'clock a.m. Gunfire stopped. There were around 10 blasts. No one knew what these blasts were all about. There were so many shatbiha, there were so much security forces there. There was a clash, a huge clash there. And around 100 casualties or injured people were reported to reach the nearby hospital there.
Did you witness any of this yourself?
No. Actually, we've heard things, but I couldn't witness it myself. But I've had friends there. We have a network here. It's like the coordinate. It's the Mazzeh coordinate, responsible for everything going on in Mazzeh. So we have something like reporters in every street, in every neighborhood, in every place there. So we come together on Facebook. We start talking together. What did you see? What did you hear? We start gathering information and then giving it to the media after confirmation, of course.
So what are they saying about the Free Syrian Army?
Actually, we're not sure. We're not sure. It was told that the Free Syrian Army was carrying out a mission there, but we still don't know. The Free Syrian Army, we haven't heard anything from their part yet, but it seems that there might have been a defection in a building there for the political, we call it the political intelligence department. So it seems that there has been a defection. So this is why the regular army was fighting those people who defected.
Presumably, that's the only way that they could be there. There's no other way that the area is so heavily guarded that the Free Syrian Army couldn't come in from the outside. It would have to be from inside. Is that right?
Well, that's true. This is a very, very heavily guarded area, so it would be very strange for that to happen.
So, I mean, yeah,
So
how credible are these reports? Just describe, whether how true you think they are.
well, I cannot tell you actually, but I've been talking to a guy a while ago. He's in contact with the Free Syrian Army. He says that it seems that they're not responsible for that. This is what he says. This is the news I got. It seems, but I cannot give you any confirmation yet, as I told you.
And
So we're waiting. We're waiting for today to hear from them.
do we know any what more do we know about the damage there's been?
There were so much gunfire. The RBG shells were used. There were huge holes in the buildings. Buildings were pretty much damaged by the gunfire. What else? There was a helicopter. It was flying over the area. It was using spotlights to see whether there's anybody on the street, maybe somebody escaping or something. They use spotlights at the buildings in the area
So, and what do you
just so they could see more.
what do you think this signifies?
A huge change in the capital, a huge change, because this happened actually at the same time. There were more explosions in Qabun, or in Abun, we call it Abun, and it's also a part of the capital in Damascus. But Abun witnessed so many things like this before, so today it wasn't something strange for Abun. because it was invaded by the army. You can see so many checkpoints there. There were tanks for a certain part of time. But for this to happen in Mezze, this is really strange. There were other explosions actually heard all over the city, but no one knows what these explosions are all about. So more than one thing happened all at the same time.
You're saying that this is a huge change, but isn't that just sort of wishful thinking at this stage?
Well, no, actually, this is the result of what's been happening for a year. We've been waiting for this. We have been expecting for this. We have anticipated this for so long now.
But we don't quite know what this is yet, as you say. The reports are too sketchy.
Yes, but this means that the regime does not have full control of the area.
Which that's giving you heart, is it?
Yes, actually, yes. They're not in control anymore. They're not in control, especially in Mezze. Mezze is giving them a hard time, especially after the last funeral that took place on Saturday, one of the Saturdays, past Saturdays, when so much gunfire was heard. When I was there myself, I had to hide in a house for 5 hours there. And they were raiding houses, they were arresting people, they have even arrested one of my friends who was shot in the head. That was on the funeral on Saturday. It was a big time news at that time. And now after maybe 2 weeks or 3 weeks, this is a huge change. To hear gunfire in this prestigious place in Damascus at midnight, this is very, very, very different. I mean, people who live in Damascus know and realize that this marks the beginning of the end here. For me, as an activist, I've been waiting for this for so long, and I know that it was going to come one day or another.
Does this activity at all explain Saturday's bomb in Damascus, or is that completely separate?
We don't know. We still don't know. I can't tell you that because we don't know who's responsible for what happened last night. Whether it was a defection, whether it was the Free Syrian Army, I can't tell you that.
Okay, well perhaps we'll speak a bit later when more's clearer. But for now, Lena, thank you very much.
Yes, you're most welcome.